Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Negro Please Radio. I'm your host, Chris Allen. How is everybody doing? Glad to be back. Glad to be home in Virginia. Virginia's the state for lovers. There's no way to smoothly transition into their slogan. You know, you can always say like, hey, I'm back in New York, the Empire State. But their slogan is Virginia's for lovers, and it doesn't end with the state. And it's just kind of weird. There's no smooth way to go into the slogan. But I'm back. He's back. She's back. We all a big, black, happy family once again. And a couple more weeks and my boy's off to second grade. But I'll get into that. As usual, off the top, I'm going to take the time out to thank each and every last one of you guys for tuning in, downloading. However you listen, I appreciate it. So please tell a friend, coworker, enemy, plumber, a laundromat guy, tent maker, lotion maker, suitcase maker, vacuum maker. Yeah, I'm just looking around at this stuff. Yeah, tent's weird. So please, tell somebody. I guess I'll start off with my milestone. And for those who don't know, I have a six-year-old son. His name is Miles, and I like to talk about different things that he's going through. You know, sometimes it's kind of big, sometimes it's not. But he's back after being gone for 2 months at my parents' house. You know, a lot of parents fear the bad habits when they're off with the grandparents. But he's fine, you know. He's good. No real bad habits. Just a little, you know, forgetting to ask for things and kind of telling us what he wants instead of saying, hey, you know, I'm hungry. Can I get some food? It's just like, hey, I'm hungry. What do you got for me? You know, that kind of thing. But I wouldn't call it a bad habit. But, you know, he's just a little slight on the manners, just a touch. But other than that, he's good. He's good. He's a little bit taller. Those two front teeth have not grown back. A little bit darker, and we're happy to have the boy back. So we got to find something to do with him in the last couple of weeks, and we'll send him off to second grade, and he'll be out of my house here pretty soon. We're almost there, baby, almost there. Just 10 more grades, and he's out of here. Now, I can't even joke about that. I'm sad already thinking about my boy leaving and being an adult. I know that's sad. But, yeah, man, that was the longest I had ever been in Rochester since I joined the military. I hadn't been home that long in almost 20 years. I think one of the first times I ever took leave, I went for 30 days during the wintertime. I was so dumb. I was just so desperate to get home for some reason. But I spent the month of December in Rochester, New York. I took 30 days of leave to go sit in the house. that was fun. Yeah. Man. But yeah, that's the longest I've been home. But I think I'll talk about home last, since it's kind of serious. And I don't know if I want to start off on a melancholy foot. I've been kind of serious. I need to stop, but I just have so much shit on my mind. Sometimes this can get a little too serious, but all right, I got to start off with one serious thing. I had a good friend of mine, Chris Biscuit Corwin. I love the kid, but this guy. You ever have somebody just they say something, and it just changes your whole outlook of them? It's like, who the fuck are you? This dude actually got on Facebook, everybody, and posted that Scrubs was better than The Office. It's like, are you kidding me? That show is terrible. Terrible. I tried to watch two episodes. I tried to watch the pilot. I got through 8 minutes. It was terrible. Then I Googled best Scrubs episode. Top 10 episodes popped up, and I noticed, I think three of them might have been from season 5. So I was like, all right, if season 5 has three of the top 10, I think season 5 might be where they caught their stride, and I'll check it out. I watched it. Again, made it 8 minutes. That show sucks, man. I'm sorry. Scrubs is not a good show to me. I know people love it, but it's not my cup of tea. And to be fair, after watching a grand total of about 17 minutes of that show, you really can't compare The Office to Scrubs. It's two different types of shows. So, to be honest, it's really not fair to compare. Yes, I get it. They're supposed to be, they're two half-hour sitcoms. But the styles of comedy, you really can't compare them at all. You know, Scrubs is way sillier, over the top, shittier. Actually, I can't say shittier. Just sorry, shitty. And The Office is great. That's it. I just can't get into it. I tried, man. Yeah, 100% wrong. And I get it. The Office, for some people, it's just not their style of comedy. It's too awkward. I get it. You know, Steve Carell he's great at Michael Scott. And if you can't handle cringe humor, then it's definitely not your show. I get it. But Scrubs, the jokes are just bad. The whole inner monologue thing with the, it sucks. I'm sorry. If you like Scrubs, you're just dumb. If you like Scrubs over The Office, you're pretty stupid. I have to be honest. Now, but honestly, you really can't compare the show at all. So, with all due respect, Biscuit, go fuck yourself. The show sucks. It's not good. Couldn't get through one episode. Not one. And then, dude, if you have a top 10 list of your best episodes for a show, and I gotta be honest, if two from season 1 show up, to me that's a sign that your show is not good. Where the whole show is run 8-9 seasons, and two of your best episodes ever are in the first season. I feel like the first season should kind of be the worst, but enough to get people to watch the rest of the show. You know? I can see moments, but overall, great episodes, season 1, that's bullshit. That's not, to me, that's not, that doesn't say much about the rest of the show. All right? It doesn't. It should only get better. Like making fucking pancakes. The first couple pancakes you make, they look like shit. Then you catch a stride. And then the ones in the middle and the end, they're nice and round. The gold around the rim. But the first two or three, they're misshapen. They're undercooked or overcooked. It's just, if you make a stack of pancakes, right, and three of them, the first three are great, and the rest aren't good. What did you learn? You got worse? I don't know. So The Office, hands down, way better. Parks and Rec, way better. People talk about Community. I tried it. I can't get into that either. I can't. Big Bang sucks. So basically everything you like that I don't like is garbage, Chris. So just want to get that out there. I just want to put that out there. Not even close. They really shouldn't be compared. I think I went on way too long about that. I feel like I beat that to death. I feel like I beat that to death. Man, so, yeah, so yet again, comedy is being attacked, folks. Yet again. And it's so funny because I feel like, I think we all feel like people care about the things that we care about, and it's like a big deal. you know? But when you think about it, there's only very few things where everybody was upset or everybody watched it, you know? Or everyone knows this guy or girl. It's like, no, only people who really skateboard really know, you know. Tony Hawk's probably not the best, but, you know, something like that. But, all right, so a comedy colleague, her name was Dina Hashem, was on a show called, for Comedy Central, called Last Week of the Cellar. This Week of the Cellar, sorry. Fuck, I don't remember the title, but it's a Comedy Cellar show on Comedy Central. And she goes on to make a joke about this rapper. His name was like Triple X Extension or some shit. I don't know. But last year, he was shot and killed, to some assassinated, which is a bit, again, no one knows who the fuck this dude was. I mean, assassination, I don't know. Murder, is, I think, is more fitting. I don't think it was. We should save assassination for great people and not people who beat women to the point where they're almost blind and pregnant at the fucking time. But anyway, she makes a joke about him being basically shot, killed, and robbed. But the joke really isn't about him. It's a Venmo joke. She's like, oh my God, this would be a great commercial for Venmo. Why would you carry that much cash? And his fan base went ape shit. And death threats, rape threats. I mean, just it was a shit show. I mean, it was pretty bad. They wanted to cancel. They wanted to cancel Comedy Central. And here's the thing. I don't let's be honest, rap fans don't have room to talk about what's appropriate and inappropriate as far as speech goes. We really don't. I mean, rappers talk about the most horrific shit. I mean, womanizing, selling dope, killing motherfuckers left and right. It's just, I love hip hop. I love street rap. I love that shit. And it's some of the most awful shit ever. As far as like lyrically, the shit they talk about. I mean, come on, man. You're talking about hardcore hip hop and rap and yeah, offended over a joke about a dude that you don't even know died. And I get it. It sucks when somebody 20-year-old dies. I get it. But I mean, it's a joke. You're more mad at them than the people who actually shot and killed the dude. That it's not gonna bring him back. It doesn't make him more dead. You never knew him. Like, I love Drake. God forbid something happened to him. But if it did, I'm not going to cry because I don't know Drake. I don't know him. I don't know him. And nothing is sacred to comics, man. Nothing. And there was one comic out in LA. I don't want to name names. I'm not that type of dude. But apparently he went off on her. And it's just like, look, man, we got to stick together as comics, man. We really do. I've said it before. I will defend any joke to a civilian. I don't give a fuck what joke it is. I don't care. Now, I don't instruct or encourage white comics to say the word nigga at all. I don't. But I know there are some that are just itching to say it on stage, and I've seen it and done before, and I've seen it go terribly wrong, and if someone said something to me about it, I would just go, hey, man, they're trying to be funny. They're trying to be funny. You just didn't like it. I'm never going to tell a comic that they can't say a word or a joke. I'm not. The only thing that I would ever really do is go, hey, man, that joke doesn't really seem to work the way you're doing it. I've seen it five times. It turns the crowd. And you got to figure something else out. And I'll help you with that. But if, you know, if you really want to say, you know, these words or that word, you gotta find a better way to do it, because people aren't liking it. But as far as like coming out and denouncing it and talking shit about the comic or the joke to the public, it's not gonna happen. It's not going to happen. I will stick by any comic, any joke. I don't care if I like you or whatever it is. I'm gonna defend it because I want my right to tell any joke about anything I want to be respected and protected, and I'll do that. I'll do it, man. Comics don't, we don't care about anything on stage. We really don't. We really don't. And the thing is, we don't mean most of the shit we say. If any of it, it's just like, oh, this shit is funny. Hey, here's a tragic situation. How can I make this, you know? Oh, this dude had a lot of cash. Why would he have cash? They got Venmo. If you would have had it in Venmo, yeah. It's a silly leap. Like, this dude was gunned down. He had a lot of cash. And that's how comics think. It's like, man, if he had Venmo, he wouldn't have got robbed. You know, that's how your mind thinks. That's how we think, man. And if that's not for you, just don't watch comedy. And if you're a comic and you feel like you have to tell comics what they can and can't say, then you probably shouldn't be in this line of work. And to be honest, I don't respect you. I gotta be honest. I don't respect you, and I don't want to work with comics like that. I really don't. It's already tough enough, you know. It's already tough enough trying to make people laugh. And you know what? We always complain about PC culture, this, that, and the third. It's just like, yeah, it's annoying when you're writing a joke. You go, oh, they might get upset at that word. I will say this to all the PC assholes out there, all these activists / comics that we need to have. We need to make sure we're punching up and saying all the right things. You know what? I gotta be honest, man. All you're doing is you're making good comics better. It's just like, all right, if I want to have a joke about, you know, trans or gay or whatever it is, it's like now that joke needs to be thought about even more. And honestly, most of the woke comics that I know, they go for the low hanging fruit. They go for low hanging fruit. You know, I've seen, fuck it, if we're going to be completely honest, I've seen gay comics complain about, straight comics making terrible gay jokes, and they end up doing those same type of jokes. They really do. It's just, I think a lot of them are complaining about the shit because they want to be able to corner their market. It's just like, now I want to be able to tell those the gay jokes that I say are lowbrow or hurtful. I want to do those. That's fine. That's what it is. You want to be lazy, so you tell other people, oh, you can't make that gay joke. You can't make that. And then you turn around and do it. You just want to do it yourself. So, y'all keep doing that shit. Y'all keep making other people elevate their game, and you keep doing your bullshit. And we'll see which lasts longer. We'll see which style of comedy will stand the test of time. But I got a minute here. I have a huge announcement. I'll be back in Rochester Thanksgiving weekend. I'll be headlining the main room at the Carlson. This is huge, people. This is gigantic. I got 4 shows. The main room in the Kevin Meaney room. Probably seating about 300. I gotta fill 1,200 seats. That is terrifying because I'm an absolute nobody. So I have 3 months to campaign and to fill those goddamn seats. So please, if you're in Rochester, you're gonna be home that weekend, come see me. Bring as many people as you can. Come see me at the Carlson. Thanksgiving weekend, Friday and Saturday, two shows a night. I'm gonna have some different lineups every night. It'll be a fun weekend. So please come on out, support me. There's a show. That's a show. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Chris Allen Comedy. I'm out. Peace.